abortion. Are men ever told what to do with their own bodies?
Do we even have to ask?
We're not going to talk about the antiquated pre-state Arizona territorial 1864 law regarding abortion, and after 50 years reversing the rights of a minority group.
Nor are we going to talk about the recent Alabama Supreme Court ruling that embryos are persons.
The IVF challenge?
Yeah. Instead, we're discussing the rights of the body. In many states like Texas, citizens can carry a firearm to protect their body, kill a trespasser to protect their stuff and their body, and breathe infected COVID molecules into other people's faces. 'Cause it just ain't right to make me wear a mask. That goes against my rights. Now Trump backpedals when journalists ask him, and he pipes, "That's for the state," in his truncated sentences, nonverbal baby don don way. truth, as he always says, truth.
Oh, man.
But we see how states handle this issue. Remember the woman in Texas that could not get an abortion?
Yes.
She challenged the law, was told to go to term with a non-viable fetus, limiting her chances to get pregnant again in the future. Yep. Her fertility was at risk.
Yep. She finally went to another state for the procedure.
That's right, but there were many more women and children forced to go to term.
In the good old United States of America.
Don't forget the 10-year-old rape victim in Ohio.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, she had to go out of state for an abortion, too. Yep. Because there was no provision for a minor. Yeah. And now states, get this, and now states are making it illegal to travel while pregnant.
In the United States of America?
Right, buddy. That's what I read.
Rape victims everywhere are forced to have their criminal rapist baby.
Ugh.
Especially the poor and the young.
Man. Sorry, but that's not a choice.
I continue. Women in many states are having to get permission from doctors, judges, and ultimately politicians to save their own life, save their fertility, save their future, and fulfill their dreams.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the Declaration of Independence.
I want to add, the argument that a non-viable gob of gunk has the right of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is moot. For the simple reason is that slaves and women were not included in the Declaration of Independence. Yet here we are.
Screwed.
Sure are. So back on track. Many women get sick during pregnancy and can't work. What then? Let the bank take their house, their car? They lose their job, they can't afford good nutrition, so they get sicker, and so does the growing gaba goop. Case in point, when I was in my 20s, my 22-year-old friend got pregnant by hubby, got very sick and developed jaundice and was bedridden for months. She kept the child, but at great risk to herself and economic stability. But that was her choice, not the state or federal government.
That's right. That's right. Many other women get diabetes during pregnancy. Millions of women do not have health care in states that deny the ACA.
I know. If the state didn't opt in, citizens have no Medicaid because it's so difficult to qualify for aid. And some can't get private insurance either. People that live in states like California or even Michigan don't realize that dozens of states that did not opt in but opted out of the ACA, have no alternative health care options for its citizenry, and are the most difficult and F you if you're poor states. Even the food boxes suck.
I don't think men should have a say in whether a woman has a child or not, even if the fluid-filled sack was fertilized with his tadpole.
I agree. Or any government.
Masturbation for men should be outlawed because the Bible says you're spilling your seed, punishable by death.
Ooh.
It shouldn't be illegal for women because climaxing has no bearing on pregnancy, and it isn't filled with seed.
Sure ain't.
Off to the gallows, sinner. You just killed millions of your offspring.
Stopping men from impregnating women in the first place is the surest way to stop abortions. And those who truly detest an act they consider horrific murder should be eager to explore every way to stop it.
Ditto, pro-lifers and religious zealots should be as open to considering what men should do to prevent abortions as they are to blocking women from having them. People who support government intervention to control the bodies of women should also support government intervention to control the bodies of men.
You know, my opinion on this, can I give you my quick opinion?
Yeah.
Let's be real. Pro-lifers and religious zealots are the same thing.
Right. If you don't stop making babies that you aren't prepared to love, cherish, and raise to full adulthood, the government may have to step in. Step in.
In states like Texas, Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, and basically the Bible Belt, with Western outliers like Idaho and Utah, those states that allow governments to tell women what to do with their own bodies, then by extension, telling men what to do with their own bodies may not be far away. Can you imagine?
That includes stroking your willy, guys. After all, that's spilling seed. Read your Bible, boys.
I have a question. Through penetration, if a man infects another human being with an incurable disease, should his penis, shall we say, get hacked up?
Ouch. Oh, man.
Is he made to pay for her medical care?
Hell no. That'll never happen.
I ponder, if a man rapes a woman, do our laws remove the offending appendage?
I don't think so.
So he no longer sins?
No.
Is he forced to have even a vasectomy, even if he's under 18?
No, I don't believe so.
Especially if he's under 18, right?
Yeah.
Is he made to work and support the resulting child and mother so she can stay home and rear the child?
Oh, no.
Do governments and churches step in and house, clothe, feed, and provide medical and dental care for both mom and babe in a safe environment through her pregnancy until age 18?
No.
To be clear, regarding governments and churches, do they provide care until the resulting child turns 18? And can legally work and support oneself?
No. Even when a woman qualifies for state aid, which sucks in the Bible Belt, it's not enough. It's substandard living.
Further questions.
Here we go.
If a man impregnates a woman but does not support that child, do we remove his testicles?
Yes.
Do we remove his testicles so he no longer burdens society?
Yes, we should.
Just a question. In a marriage and after divorce, is the husband's body manipulated, say, forced vasectomy to prevent further children he's unwilling to support?
It should be. That actually should be. I agree. That should be. A lot of guys don't pay child support, or very little at that.
I hear that. Another question.
Okay, here we go. Let's hear it.
Will the governments and the churches, hallelujah, step in and house and feed divorced mom and babe in a safe environment through her pregnancy until the age of 18?
No, don't make me laugh.
These are serious questions. If a man has testicular cancer, do we remove the testy?
You shouldn't. Those swimmers are babies.
One last thing, generally speaking. After divorce, a man's standard of living goes up, but a woman's goes down.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
It used to be a very dramatic difference. Men's standard went up by about a quarter, women's down by half, and I don't mean 50 cents, but that's an old stat. I don't know what the new one is.
Yeah, it's probably changed a little bit. It might be worse than that now.
Yeah, that was back in the day.
Hey, Arizona, that was 1864.
Screwed.
Everybody screwed.
You're screwed. Read your Bible.
We started this podcast to fight corrupt politicians and big business. Subscribe free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube at Screwed FM. Share our content and let's take him down.
Let's take him down.